We're on the bottom of Teshlamet Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Echad Hanoteya. Anybody who plants a tree. Or Echad HaMavrich. Rashi says Mavrich is L'Tziyah Minolin, the Rosh Hashanah Shal Tishrei. We're going now that Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Tziyos for plants. Mavrich, Rashi says, Kofeth es hazmoros ba'aretz shekorim propina. You take the vine and you put it back into the ground. And Tosfos explains and you cut it off from the original one. So it's like replanting it. Markiv, Rashi says, Ilan Bechadero, Shikorin, that's grafting. You graft one tree onto another one. So, and here, Tosha speaks about if you're grafting a young tree onto an old tree or an old tree onto a young tree, it makes a difference. But this is the Mavrich is, I don't know what it's called in English, putting the shoot in the ground and making it come back up again. The other one is grafting one tree onto another one or planting in the ground. Erev Shviya Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and we'll see you need more than 30 days, you need 14 more days in order for it to take root. But if you have 44 days, 30 days to be, 30 days in a year is called a year. And 14 days that it should take root. So also Rosh Hashanah, when Tishrei comes, the year is up for Orla. Umutu l'kayim b'shvius. And if it is Erev Shvius, so the plant was planted before Shvius, you're allowed to l'kayim it during Shvius. It's already planted before Shvius completely. Pachos mishloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If you don't have 14 days for it to take root, plus another 30 days, so you have less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, lo also Rosh Hashanah, then the year is not considered a year for Orla when Tishrei comes, but also the kind of Shvius, and you're not allowed to mekayim this tree during Shvius, because now the Shnos Orla will be counted from Tishrei, and people think that you planted the tree during Shemitah, because they'll see that your Shnos Orla starts in Tavshin Samaches, and that was what's it called, Shemitah. So therefore you're not allowed to mekayim the tree Rashi. Also Lo Shana, Kivin Shigia Yom Echa B'Tishrei, also Lo Shana L'minyin Shnei Orla. 1 year is over already for the 3 years of Orla. Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lo, also Lo Shana. Ad Tishrei Haba. It's less than 30 days, then until the next Tishrei, you're not going to have a year. Meaning you don't count it from day to day, but you count it from Rosh Hashanah till the next Rosh Hashanah is 1 year, and you lose all those days before Rosh Hashanah completely. Im eino erev shvius, it's not erev shvius. The im erev shvius he also the kaimo, but if it's erev shvius that you planted this thing, you're not allowed to mekayim. You have to uproot the tree. Mishum tosefes shvius shemosifa michol hakodesh. So you add to shvius and anything less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to be mekayim. Question: well, that's the rice of the rabbanon, but the ma'aseh you have to uproot the tree. But if it's in a different year, then it just affects the orla, that you don't start counting the Orla until Tishrei, and a year is not up till the next Tishrei. Okay. Uperis Natiyazu, Asura Matu Bishvat. However, even if you had the 30 days, so let's say you planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Samachtes. So, what's it called? 30 days then after goes by, and Tavshin Samachtes, okay? Now, Tavshin Samach Tes, then Rosh Hashanah would be already 1 year. Tavshin Ayin would be 2 years. Tavshin Ayin Aleph would be the third year. However, the fruits are osur. Mishum Orla ad Tu Bishvat. Im La Orla Orlam L'Ravai Ravai. The third year of Orla is not going to be over except for things that have Chanota, that blossom or really reach a third of their growth after Tu B'Shvat, but not what's it called, not before that. Anything that blossomed before Tu B'Shvat is going to be Osur Mishum Orla. In other words, the Dinim of Orla aren't over the third Tishrei. They're over the, what's it called, the Tu Bishvat after that. And we'll see Rashi explains, because when you planted, it had the din of a Netiyah. And planting, plants go after Tishrei. But trees go after Tu Bishvat. And now that it's 3 years old, it's a tree. And therefore, what's it called? Now it has its Rosh Hashanah of Tu Bishvat. And Netzer Revi will be the same thing. The fourth year will be over the next Tishrei, but it'll continue on till for all things that blossom till Tu Bishvat. Only things that blossom after Tu Bishvat will be considered after the fourth year. Rashi, Uperis Netiyah Zu Asurim, the Afalpi Shomarnu Also Lo Shana, even though the year is already over the first day of Tishrei, so in 30 days you have one full year, the next Tishrei is 2 years, the next Tishrei is 3 years, Imchantu Baperos La'achar Rosh Hashanah Shal Shana Shlishis Miyad Adayin Asurim Heim Olomis Mishimorla. Anything that will have chanota, that will blossom after Tishrei, till Tu Bishvat, is going to be asur forever. It's orla. In other words, those fruits are asur. They don't become mutter after Tu Bishvat. Anything that blossomed before Tu Bishvat is asur forever. It's only the fruit that will have blossomed after Tu Bishvat that will be mutter. Shafal pisha Rosh Hashanah Tishrei l'netia Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. Even though Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei for plants, but it's not Rosh Hashanah for trees. Rosh Hashanah for trees is Tu Bishvat. The zuk varnasis ilan. Now, in the third year, it's already a tree. L'fichach ein shnosa mischadeshes l'tseis mide orla ad Tu Bishvat. I was wondering, I couldn't find anybody who says it, what if you planted a tree? Because you didn't, you transplanted a tree. It was already a tree. They do that. What's already right? So then what Rashi is saying is not true. Then even from the beginning, it would be Tu Bishvat l'chora. Wouldn't be Tishrei. I didn't find anybody who speaks about it. Avon misham ulahalon, im yichantu boteros din revayalim. Anything that has chanota after Tu Bishvat will already be considered from the fourth year and be netter revay till after Tu Bishvat of the fifth year. Lechol b'Yerushalayim. What do you do with netter revay? You bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it like Maaser Sheni, or you redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim and eat it like Maaser Sheni. Uve tesvav shvat l'shana haba yotzu midei revay peros hachanutim ba mikan ve'elech. L'chein ho'ilu l'lamed shlifnei Rosh Hashanah shememayer hetera mitu bishvat v'ad Rosh Hashanah. Well, so what did you gain by having that 30 days counted as a year? That anything till from that Tu Bishvat till Tishrei, you're saved. Okay? So it's mashma from Rashi, and that's how the Rambam holds too, that it's only when you make use of this 30 days that you have to go till the next Tu Bishvat. But when you don't make use of this 30 days, then you go from day to day. And the halacha is like this. This is basically the halacha. That if you didn't make use of those 30 days, you planted something less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So now you're going to start counting, according to the Rambam at least, some say differently, you're going to start counting the years of Orla from the first day of Tishrei, not from when you planted it. Not from, let's say, the 10th day of Elul. Planted the 10th day of Elul. So you're not going to start your years of Orla till the first day of Tishrei. But you're going to be over 3 years later on the first day of Tishrei. Then you only need 3 full years and you don't go till Tu Bishvat. This Svar of Rashi doesn't apply anymore because you didn't gain those extra 30 days. That's one case. Second case is where you planted more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, right? But within those 30, sometimes between Tu Bishvat and what's it called, and Tishrei, then you're going to do what we said just now. You start, the first year starts when you planted, basically, and Tishrei year is up, is the second year. The next Tishrei is the third year, and nothing is mutter till after Tu Bishvat that following year. That's the middle case. Then the case is where you planted things before Tu Bishvat. So theoretically, if you want to, you could have a whole year till Tishrei. But here you're going to lose out because of that. So here the Rambam holds that you don't count the year from Tishrei. You count the year from when you plant. And you go 3 years from day to day. And you end up saving the amount of time that it would have been till Tu Bishvat. Okay. There are a lot of different shitas here. That's the shita. So Rambam's pretty much the shita we hold. except some people are machmir that even if you planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait till the next Tu Bishvat. That's a chumrah. But Mikra Adin, if you planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah three times. If you planted more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then you have a year at Tishrei, three Tishreis, and then what's it, two Tishreis more, and till Tu Bishvat. And if you planted before Tu Bishvat, then you go from day to day. And 3 years is up from day to day.
Does it matter if you planted a seed or a shoot?
No, not anymore, because Mar says Markiv, whatever. From Rashi's mashma, it would make a difference, but it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Menoni Mile, how do you know this? That you count from Tishrei, and it's still Usher into the fourth year till Tu Bishvat. Om Reb Chia Bar Abba, Reb Yochanan, Umotu Bo Mishmed Reb Yanai, right? Reb Chia said the name of Reb Yochanan, some say the name of Reb Yanai. Omar Kro, Uvashona HaRavis, Uvashona HaChamishis. Right, it speaks about Uvashon Ravias, that's called Netar Ravai, but it says Uvashon Ravias, Shalosh Shonim Yelecho Arelim, right, Lo Ye Ochel, Uvashon Ravias, that's when Kodesh Hilulim Vashem. Uvashon HaChamishis becomes Mutter completely. So where it says, Pamim Shiravias Vadayin Asura, since it said Mishum Orla, since it said Uvashon Ravias, it's as if it said, and sometimes the fourth year also be Asur Mishum Orla. And sometimes, even in the fifth year, you're going to have something that's net to revai. Right? And how is that? That it extends into the fourth year till of Tu Bishvat, and into the fifth year till Tu Bishvat. Mara says, Lema Otsi Rashi, Menon Emile Sheshnos Orla Urevai Nimshochim Leser Perus Achanutim Kodim Tezlov Bishvat La'achar Shekolu Shlosh Shnei Orla. Where do you find that after the 3 years of Orla are over, you're still going to have an Isser up until the next Tu Bishvat. Umatu bo yesh matin machriyam bishmu azu la'umra mishmed Rav Yanai. Hu bashon ha-raviyis, vav mosif alin rishon. The vav continues on from the 3 years of Orla. 3 years you have Orla. Hu bashon ha-raviyis, and sometimes you're going to go into the fourth year. Yelochem ha-reilim apesof shon ha-raviyis. Uveshona Chamishis, Tochlu es Pirio, Mosif al Yinin Ravai, the Solik Minei. Sometimes the din of Netar Ravai will continue on into the fifth year. Panu Shiravias, Kigonim Miru Perosov, Lachnot Beravias of Neshvat. And here it's Masha from Rashi, that's only this case. And that's why some are Medayik. It says, Uperis Natiya Zu, Asurim Atu Bishvat. Masha, there are other kinds of plantings, different order, when you won't be Asur till Tu Bishvat. Okay? Va'adayin asur mishum orla asurim b'hano alomis. They'll be also forever if they blossom before Tu Bishvat. It's not that when Tu Bishvat comes, the one that's blossomed before Tu Bishvat will become mutter. They'll never become mutter. It's only the ones that blossom after Tu Bishvat that will be always mutter. Pam mishum b'chamishis, kigom peru shechontu ba kodem shvat, te'unim chilul, aval en ichra chanitasa ad la'achar Tu Bishvat, ein bohem isr. Right, same thing goes with the fifth year, the fourth year. After the fourth year, into the fifth year, anything that blossomed before Tu Bishvat is going to be Netar Avai, and anything that blossomed after Tu Bishvat is going to be the fifth year, which is Mutter. So Mar says, Name Mohadik Tani La'el, Pachas Milamid Yom, Lo also Lo Shana De Lo Kreb Meir. Okay, with the fact, now we're going back. Said if you planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara is going to explain later, less than 44 days, because you need 14 days for it to take root, then it doesn't count as a year. So let's say this doesn't go like Reb Meir. D'i Reb Meir ha'omer yom echad b'shana, chashuv shana. Reb Meir says that one day in the year is called a year. So you should only need 15 days before Rosh Hashanah, not 44 days. D'tanya, par ha'omer b'torah, stam, ben esru bi'ar b'chodesh. A par that's mentioned in the Torah stam is 24 months old. V'yom echad. And one day, which means that it's one day into the third year, makes it 3 years old. The par is 3 years old. The third year is already is considered the third year, one day into the year. 24 months and one day. Give it a mayor. Reb Elezer Omer ben Esrim V'ar B'chodesh V'lamed Yom. No, you need 30 days into the third year to be considered a year. So you have 24 months and 30 days, and the Sfasemis says not 25 months. But no matter if the month is a Mole Chaser, you need 30 days. 30 days is the Iker, not a month. So you need 24 months plus 30 days. Shohayu Reb Meir Omer, Kol Mokum Shenemer, okay, a second. So in any case, so that's, and according to Reb Elezer, you have a situation where after the year starts, more than 24 months is already in to the third year. It's not 2 years, but it's not yet 3 years. It's still the 30 days. That's called a pilgus. A pilgus is not 2 years old, and it's not 3 years old. It's somewhere in the twilight zone between them, and it's not kosher. We'll see. When you need 2 years old, it's when you need the 2 years old is the most. It's not two, and when you need three, it's not three. It's no good for either one. Shahayu Reb Meir Omer, Kol Mokum Shenemer Egel BaTorah Stam Ben Shana. An Egel, where it says Stam in the Torah, Egel is 1 year old. Ben Bakar Ben Shtayim. A Ben Bakar is 2 years old. And a Par is Ben Shalosh. It's 3 years old. Pashtus, it means at least three. After that, until it gets old, it's okay. So the Chora Reb Meir holds 1 day in a year is called a year. So why would you need over here 30 days to be considered a year? So Mara says, Afilu Tamer of Meir. Kiko Amar Reb Meir, Yomecha B'Shana, Chashuv Shana, B'Sof Shana. When did Reb Meir say that 1 day in a year is considered a year? At the end of a year. Then we say that the end of a period. In other words, this animal has to be 3 years old. So at the end of these 2 years, one more day makes a third year. Ava B'Tchila Shana Lo Amar. But in the beginning of a Inyan, he didn't say it. Rashi. Egel ben Shana, Dichsiv Egel the Keves b'nei Shana. Sometimes it says Beferish, Egel and Keves b'nei Shana. So whatever it says Egel Stam, it means 1 year old. Ben Bakar, Shoshmini Limeluim, Shenemer Kachlecha, Egel ben Bakar Lechatos, Ben Stein was 2 years old. Shenemer Kachlecha, Egel ben Bakar, Va'ayel Le'olot Mimim, V'hochi Tanya Le'betoros Kohanim, Hishve ben Bakar va'ayil la'olot mimim at bishonim. That they're, what's it called? They're compared. And an ayil is 2 years old, and a ben Bakar is also 2 years old. Par.
That means up to the end of the first year?
Right. Par, afilu kos of par ben Bakar, lo nikra par b'pachos migimel shonim. A par is not less than 3 years. So Mar says, ki komer abmer b'sof shonim. Ki gon yom echad b'shona shlishis. Shu sof hechshir shno sof shal par. Right? In other words, by a par, what does he count 1 year? That in the end of the period, the animal's now 2 years old. So the third year is the end of the unit that makes it kosher. So 1 day into that unit is already called a full unit. Aval b'tchila shanim, kigon shana rishona shalatia, but to start to count the shnos of Orla, the first year of Orla is the first of the unit. Not the last of the unit. Shehit chilas minyan shnei orla lo omar. He didn't say it, that you're going to start the 3 years of orla by counting the first year with 1 day. That he doesn't say. To end off a period that the 1 day is considered like a year, that yes, but not to start off a period. They asked if that's the case, then why wouldn't Reb Meir hold that 1 day into the third year? Or even 30 days into the third year should already be 3 years of orla. Right? So the answer is very simple. Because that which we say 1 day in a year is like a year doesn't mean the year ends there and a new year starts. It means you already consider that a year, but the year continues on till the end of the year. Right? Past the 30 days or past the 1 day. So there's no havamin to say that it should be more than the third year after the first day. It's already considered 3 years after the first day, but it's considered in the third year till the end of the year, too.
Okay.
More than that is not good. It has to be 2 years and not 3 years.
But
you can't be a day less than a day. Right. Oma nida she ain't chila get yet. Okay. Oma rova. V'lav kavachomer, just the opposite, kavachomer. That if you count 1 day as a year at the end of a unit, surely it should be counted 1 day at the beginning of the unit. Oma nida she ain't chila sayom olala besofa. Right. That a nida has to be a nida for 7 days. We don't say that the beginning of the seventh day counts already like the whole thing. She goes to the mikveh in the beginning of the day. She has to wait till the whole day is over and go to the mikveh at night. You need 7 full days, and the mikzas hayom of the seventh day doesn't count as a day. That's clear. Sof hayom olo betchilasa. But the end of the first, let's say she became a nida on Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday counts as one day. And Thursday is already the second day of her nidas. There's nothing to do with what we do today. What we do today is a different thing. That's Shiva Nikki. And we're talking about a nida, who's a nida, even if she bleeds for 7 days, she stops, she's ready to go to the mikveh that night. No Shiva Nikiyam, no nothing. Right? So if she starts bleeding on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday counts as one day, Wednesday is the second day, and she goes to the mikveh Monday night. But if she starts bleeding Tuesday, right, and she finishes bleeding Wednesday morning, the next Monday morning, she doesn't go to the mikveh till Monday night. You don't count Monday as a whole day just because part of the day she finished. So you don't count the end of the unit as a full day, but you do count the beginning of the unit as a full day. So Kal v'chomer, where you count the end of the unit as a full year, surely you should count the beginning of the unit as a full year.
That doesn't apply today for the minimum of 5 days.
No, that's nothing to do with today. Just a regular nida is a woman who bleeds for 7 days and she becomes tar immediately after. No 5 days, no 7 days, no nothing. Just 7 days. Forget about today. Forget about today. We're talking about nida min ha-Torah. Nida min ha-Torah comes a nida, 7 days, even when she bleeds all 7 days, the next night she goes, that night she goes to the mikvah. Shana, Shiyom Echad Ola B'Sofa, so a year where, we're saying that a day at the end of the period counts as a year, Eino Din, Shiyom Echad Ola B'Tchilasa, surely in the beginning, right, you see by a Nida that doesn't count in the end, but it does count in the beginning, surely by a year where it counts even in the end, surely should count in the beginning. Kikomer of Meir b'sof shonim kigon yom echad b'shona shlishis shu sof hechsher shno sof shopar. When does Rav Meir say that one day in the year is considered a year at the end of the period where the par is 2 years old and now it entered its third year? So one day in that third year is considered a whole year. It's already considered 3 years old, 24 months in one day. Ava b'tchila shonim, kigon shon rishona shon letia, shi tchilas minin shnei or elomer. But to say that one day in the year, on Chavtes El, you planted it, and one day went by before Rosh Hashanah, to start the units as a year, that it doesn't hold. Mora says, uman nida, Rava says, a kal v'chomer, uman nida she'ein tchilas hayom ola b'sofa, shenemar, shivas yomim tia benidasa, Tehei benidasa kol shiva. Torah says she has to be a nida all 7 days, full 7 days. We don't say nixas hayom kekulo, that a portion of the seventh day is considered like the whole day. We say that you need the entire seventh day. Velo tomer nixas yom shvi kekulo v'titpol b'yom. She can't go to the mikveh in the daytime. She has to wait till the seventh day is finished completely, and she goes that night. Sof hayom ola b'tchilasa, however, by a nida, the end of the first day counts as a full day, right? She'im rosa somach l'shkiyas achama. If she started bleeding on Tuesday before sunset, Tuesday counts as one full day. Olala yom zeh b'zayin yemei nida. It counts as the first day towards the seventh. Ve'eino tzricha limnos alevav. V'hu. She only has to count 6 more days plus that portion of the day. Uvenida deoraisa komar. Okay, is what Rashi just saying, what I just told you. We're talking over here, don't start speaking about what we do today. Either there's no connection to this. We're talking about a nida d'oraisa. She'ena skukal l'nikiyim. A nida d'oraisa doesn't need shiva nikiyim. She doesn't need hefsik tara. She doesn't need 5 days before that. She doesn't need anything. She starts bleeding. She counts 7 days. If she stops bleeding by that time, she goes to the mikveh immediately after that. She bled up until sunset of the seventh day. She goes to the mikveh at night. The Torah did not demand 7 nikiyim, 7 clean days, only for a zava. A zava is a woman who sees 3 days' blood consecutively outside the time of her nida. A woman, when she starts seeing, right, has 11 days, or what's it called, 7 days that she becomes a nida. After that, she can become a zava in the next 11 days, right? Next 11 days, right? She sees 3 days, then she'll become a zava. She'll need 7 clean days when she stops seeing, and then after the 7 clean days, she can become tahar. But that's only a zava. A regular nida, a woman who starts seeing, and it's not within those 11 days between nida and nida, doesn't ever need shiva nekiyim. She can bleed for 7 days straight, and the next day go to the mikveh. Aval nida filu rosa kol shiva upaskim shkias achama toveles le'erev. A nida sees 7 days, she stops seeing before shkia, that night she goes to the mikveh. Umiu achshav ichmiru benos Yisrael asvon achzikon besofik zivos liton zayin nekiyim. We're machmir that every woman who sees blood, even one day, even one little bit, we already consider her a zava, and she can't become Torah until she counts shiva nekiyim. In addition, you need 5 days before you can count shiva nekiyim, right? Even if she doesn't bleed for 5 days, that's a separate reason. That's because we're afraid that she was with her husband, and she'll be soser if she's poleta shichva zera. That's why you need the 5 days. That's a separate reason altogether. You can't start counting shiva nekiyim until she was 5 days away from her husband. Below that, the ein yom shepofsekes bo olal laminyan zayin. Then, and that the day that she stops seeing blood and makes hefsek tara does not count for the shiva nekiyim. You have to make hefsek tara, make sure you stop seeing, and the next that night starts the first of the 7 days, not that day that you actually stop seeing. A lot of people made a mistake from this Gemara. Lilma Mikan, this per Yom Shepokseches, bo Leminyan Zayin Nekiyim. That they think we're talking about our thing, and that if she made Hefsek Tara on Tuesday afternoon, that counts as the first day of Shiva Nekiyim. It's not true. Wednesday starts as the first day of Shiva Nekiyim. Our Gemara is talking about Nida, when you count the 7 days of bleeding, not when you count the 7 days of Tahara for a Zava. Shehoi mefarshim sof hayom olala betchilasa the sof yom sheposekes bo olala l'rishon l'zayin nekiyim. The zoom midas benos kutiyim hu sheshinu bohem sheshaninu bohem yom sheposekes bo soferes l'minyan zayin. That's the way the kusim, the karoyim did. The kusim did. That's not the halacha. So our Gemara is not talking about, so don't confuse, it has nothing to do with today. So I don't want to hear questions today, or five, just forget about it. It has to do with a nida the oraisa, which we don't have today. The idea that a woman can bleed for 7 days and immediately the next night go to a mikveh. This is special. It's a nida d'oraisa. And that, if she starts bleeding on Tuesday, Tuesday counts as a full day, no matter what's it called, no matter when she started bleeding on that day. And you only need 6 more days, and then she goes to the mikveh the night after the 7th day. Hachi garsinan. Shonim shiyom echad olalem sofo. Shonim aksuvim l'chodover. Shiyom echad olalem betchila shonachrona. So if what's the called, a mayor would hold that by years, you do count the end of the time. One day at the end of the 3 years is considered already 3 years. So kol shekein, the beginning, you should count a mikseh sayom, right? The kal v'chomer for nida ain't odin. Shiyal yom echad the sof shana rishona letchilas kitz v'shana maksuvim l'kach. Surely one day at the beginning of the unit should count as a full year.